We're excited about potentials for growing biofuel crops or trees, potentially trees or even perennial grasses in the future, which could be used by some of these small farmers for their own energy needs to integrate in a food landscape also, so they don't have to make this trade-off. And it also increases livelihood options for them. They could use it for themselves, perhaps even sell it at a local market. But these are systems that are still very much in their infancy, and we're starting to explore them and think about them now, which is one of our functions here at this meeting.
What is the reaction by policymakers when you approach any farmers in Kenya or some parts of Africa? At the same time, you have to deal with policymakers.
Right.
What do you tell them? What's your relationship?
Well, we have actually brought up this question of biofuels with some policymakers in these countries, and they are all very interested, actually. They all hear about the potential for biofuels, particularly in Latin America, though there are different questions happening here. And I think that some of these policymakers are probably interested in energy security for the country, you know, maybe having large plantations of biofuel crop, maybe sugar or oil palm or something like this that is already being produced in Latin America a lot. And this is very attractive to get ethanol or to get biodiesel. So that's an interest from policymakers. And then another interest might be individual, you know, food security for farmers. And in that entry point could be policy through agricultural extension or something like this, or it could be directly through groups who are trying to promote, you know, these systems for small farmers that they work with. I think that the policy discussions are also kind of very new, it seems, in particularly in East Africa, which we have a bit of experience with, that you know, there's interest, but no one knows exactly which direction it might go.